Yesu yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus.
Twebaza
so
Katonda olw'ekigambo kye tusobose okuwulira.
Thank God for the word we've passed the heart.
Maji waliyo kumwajja okujja seyalingiremuko nange. Ndi ye mukubamba desiriwo.
I know there is one of you who come and share that with me for I've not been here.
Wali wanajja nanziriramu nange nendi yako.
Someone will come and repeat that for me that me too I eat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God. For the pastors who are preparing for us this time. They are going to pastor us in the generation.
Yes, we are going to.
Sometime back we have been having a problem in the church. And you
see
it not preaching at all.
And one
pastor preaches for you. At least he brings his friends from outside. And you remain as his goats. But here all of us have to minister. The Spirit just puts upon you that it is you. And you say it is you now preaching to us. And we see you, child of God, where you've
reached.
In the way of taking care of your brothers. Give them the word of God, and it has good source, and the water, the Holy Spirit. And they eat and they are enjoying the food. I've been speaking to one mother, we came from Natete. And she said, things that you said are very well, but on we are in ministry, we could never stand to preach. And she spent to 25 to 30 years in salvation.
That
in the Bible college they told them never accept anyone on your pulpit. And don't accept any person to count offerings whom you not know well. Those tithes. Get someone who is in the inner circle with you. Those things were outside there. But God has saved us. At least we shall see the unity in us and to trust the Spirit within us. That we know we are in the one faith and the one hope. In one Lord. One Spirit. Like we had in Ephesians
4.
You feel that your colleague is your brethren. There is nothing I'm worried about you where you are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the pastor you when he is worried about you.
And
after he tells you your neighbor too is not so much a born again, you protect your back and your possessions. Yet, everyone is seeing another as not being born again. But we thank the Lord.
He's
given us salvation which is fulfilled and complete. And he moves on to fulfill that. Today, I've been somewhere we late a little. I was trying to help some brethren jump the prisons of the devil to reach somewhere.
But
we've reached somewhere. God is good. Praise Jesus. And we know he has saved us. Praise Jesus so much. We are going to go straight to our second service of the journey of heaven. We shall resume marriage next week. Even in wanting to speak of the word of wisdom on that word, we've been hearing we are raising money for occasions. When is that occasion? People questioning others say we had sharpened our tooth.
And
praying tongues out the
wind.
Pieces of meat. Others have just learned to eat meat. We've learned, but when is the occasion for eating meat coming? And they expect
you
are going to even have a pig here and eat it and we eat it.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Do not lose
hope, that must happen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Just as
you know the systems of the Caesar,
people
walking in that world of
darkness,
they trouble so much people within the light.
You lighten
for them another thing, they are doing another thing. As we made the building plan of this place,
and
the occupational permit they asked us to move on to satisfy us to another level, and they continue to prove the first certificate given us. What we accepted is to do what was put within that certificate,
involving
holding marriage occasions and many other things which are in the Holy Scriptures.
But
to avoid battlings of the pastors,
yes,
praise Jesus, which we know some of them got corrupted,
and
others are totally off track.
We need
to be
government.
We need to be a fully fledged ministry, just as government wants it.
Kubanga eri muwandisayo ngabulaba mirako kibanga kitongole.
For there you register like miracle, it's like an organization.
And many
are within it, in many churches under it.
Now
they register it with all its systems and what they have to do down there. Even as ours has to appear like that. Even though we are not going to include all those things they have included, but we are given freedom to stand as us,
and
God is the one leading us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we
needed that occupational permit after getting the building plan. We made and finished the building plan well, but we took it to the headquarters of the district, and the engineers had to sign on it, the doctors.
There
were like three people to sign that document.
Now
the two already signed the document,
but
we got one who has the demon of Venus in that head. He is the one playing games with us. Not that he's demanding anything. They asked us 1.2 million shillings. But we paid deposit of
600,000.
Besides the one of the building plan. For the plan money, we had paid it and the plan was released.
But
that's why they give us certificates.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those asked 1.2 million.
And
I told you your balance is around. After 4 days, we had already gotten their balance. But we are so far in month, like three to 2 months. I call them, they trouble me. I told the Holy Spirit, the Egyptians are not going to trouble
you.
You have all their hearts. Left it to the Holy Spirit. Even angels to do that work.
Me
too, I reach somewhere. You make calls and they deceive you every day. You wish to go and get hold their neck. But they lie to you until they finish to have any more lies. Remember, we don't go out of a normal mood.
When you begin to
abusing them and many other things, or you move find them at their office and you begin to strangle them. But we've not headed that level. Let the Holy Spirit do something upon
that.
Not that we've led to bring that occasion.
And
others say perhaps where we came from, those things have begun to come here. Maybe they
have
to raise money for the marriage occasion forever.
We
don't even know so far how much money is there.
They
don't even tell us.
They're
just gathering money.
Maybe
the man has reached to close to 20 million.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Most of us think perhaps now it's in 20 millions. According to see how that every day we raise the money. They don't know what they think, how much money is in there. But friend, to your money, you are raising it little.
We tell
you the money so far, it cannot carry out the occasion so far.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we try to do the best thing. Don't want you to have chaos you met in different ministries you used to be in. We want you to feel peace within salvation. And these people of the news capture us, we did things which are not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I request you wherever you are. That occasion, not that it will be coming and happening.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubao,
it will happen.
Money
raised is still around.
They will tell us how much money
we have in that bag. Ever since we began to correct. If the occasion begins to happen, is it enough? Should we stop to collect? Is it enough, Pastor David? It's not enough. It means God who saw us, we raise the money slow. And he too, he began to pause the speed of running. We found ourselves, we had to study. The family and the holy marriage. And they made themselves in the same moment. We saw a need to first study, then to enter the occasion was also there. We're trying to see what the Holy Spirit is trying to balance.
Not rushed, yet
we've gotten the thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, don't get discouraged, even to get evil thoughts. Maybe so far we have 20 million, or like 15 million shillings. Maybe they're in 10 million now. Now money has been increased. And when you, Pastor David, passes with the basket, you look at him. Let me just put in. I don't know whether how many millions you have so far.
So
come tell us what they have in that bag.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we know there's going to be the best. We've been calculating many things. We're reaching that occasion when you've cemented this floor. And you called your visitor on the occasion and it's a nice environment. And the environment is good. Before you're going to do it and everything is not nice here. And the worldly side is looking funny. God is up to something. He wants to give us the best. So we've just begun. But he wants to give us. And people begin to question, how many occasions have they held so far? And we say it's only once. How long have they done this? That in 1 year, this ministry began. How comes God is a great God to this extent? Praise Jesus. Now we thank God for the people who endorse our plan of delayed. But there is a gap and time which has been both for us. We too to put things proper in ourselves. Now don't be worried. It's good you handle things
slow.
Not delayed and God last to leave God.
And
not run quick to go ahead of him. Ahead of God you'll find problems up there. Situations happening, try to ask where is God.
Maybe God, the occasion
in July, we left God in July, we've moved on to this November.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
No, there is a woman at Rondawa, Mumbera, Yavai Mugom, Salmon, and Genomo.
Such outcome. Whether God shifted from July, moved on up to now with us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You know, there is a quota. What will be your quota? You are today's over.
Is God doing something or not? That you don't first get angered.
Quite well, Susan.
We had been yearning for
the garden.
Valley promised us matoke. Perhaps it's gotten ripened. The others put on, Pastor. They will not get ripened. You've gotten more boldness. Our occasion is going to happen and it's good. And it's not of the dogs.
We
are not going to put you on a trailer truck.
We
are going to honor marriage. We need a good preparation. If your
sister
is prepared, let our Father prepare it for us. What is best? Praise Jesus. Our Father is ready to prepare a good occasion for you. That's why
it seems
to have caused to leave things rich to their best.
And
do not begin to complain my occasion. You see the photo how we did it on the floor which is dust.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's
going
to be nice. And you come close with your beloved. And they will have escorted you up here. Let's have some chatting. For it had begun to be an issue in your heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
let God do the things.
I expect you've
been seeing things how they happen here.
They
don't quicken, neither do they delay. But they're just in their time.
Now,
be there knowing the right timing. It will happen. They will not delay. And they will not come so quick. What comes quick, they get a problem.
Yes, he was.
Praise
Let's
be brief before we start. And confirm what we've been speaking of.
Because
they are of the Holy Spirit. They
not,
may they not be in our mind that they make us.
Let's
read them. Proverbs 23:1 to prove what we've been speaking of. Then we go in the general heaven when you prove they are not apostles' words. The Holy Spirit was the one speaking to us. Proverbs 23:1.
Botulanga kumere wa muno mukungu olowozenga dala.
We are with our God. We know we sit on the word of God. And we eat. And we know our occasion. We are going to be with our God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
we first think before, is this ruler around? What is he thinking of? Proverbs 23:2.
Era wetekenga akambe kubulago bwo obanga oli muntu muluvu.
Butopapa.
Do not rush.
Mululu butawanya.
Read disturbs and troubles.
Nebukura.
But as
okulya kukwetaga naye kukwetaga ate kulaga buluvu.
But we don't need to show great.
Nokubeera mu mbeera. Oyagala tutuganye osinganye bafumbe enkoko.
Yes, we found them cooking chicken.
Ojagala
eh? You want it.
Naye ate tolaga nnyo nti ate gwe.
I don't feel so much.
It surprises nnyo.
That it surprised you so much.
Odanse n'okusalivating or amalusi gayika.
Salivate
me. Miragula gojagala mangu.
And you show you need it immediate.
Bajulo bane kumbisi bakuwe.
Let them serve it immediate.
Kugamba atisi vera mumbera.
Let's be in a situation.
It is
patient. Slow. Yes, you need it, but don't show the love more than the one preparing it.
You
need the chicken, but the one who prepared to cook it, he too needed it.
When you show
them you need it so much beyond them,
perhaps
they serve you raw, the one which is raw, and you eat.
Proverbs 23
verse
3. Tewegomba ngamvaze nungi. Kubanga byebyokulya ebyobulimba. Teweko yango kuba omugagga. Vanga kumagezi gogwe.
Tuve mochi. Mumagezi gafwe.
Let's get within our wisdom.
Mani kuwakaruka kuwaranukuli ibintu ebyangu ebirunji amangu.
Get rich, do good things quick.
When we
do them in our wisdom, we fail.
Yes, we need
to be rich.
But we shouldn't
work so hard to be that.
Get from
your wisdom, you need wealth, but you're in the wisdom of
God. We need
good things, but we shouldn't get from the wisdom of God.
We need
the occasion,
but
we have to be patient.
What is
God saying? What wisdom so, is
giving us.
Now we shift from our wisdom and enter the one of God. For our wisdom, when we look into it,
it can see that
these things have delayed.
Maybe
they may not even happen.
But you
think the wisdom of God is saying
what? Many
times the situation you see,
you
have to shift from your wisdom yourself.
And
you go ask what God's wisdom says.
Before you
speak much
words,
which can make you bound,
you first
put aside your wisdom and think by,
and you
go inquire what God is saying.
What helps us do
things here and
there? Whatever
is shift from your wisdom you've been thinking,
and you're
going to see what God's wisdom is saying.
So
now always reserve that space.
Proverbs 23 verse 5.
You get wings for yourself.
If you
focus your eyes on things which are not
worthy,
you find yourself when you have failed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
have to look and see.
The thing I am on,
will it happen in the preparations of God?
Or if I look
at something which is not going to happen and it's not there,
the
things of God,
what
we've not seen yet
here,
they are already
there.
Even that day is
there.
It means what?
I don't need
to look at something which is not there.
When
I look in the things and
thoughts of God, it
reveals me
that
though you've looked at this, is not
there,
though you are looking at it.
It's like you think you
live all your days on this world in the body.
That
wrong thought is not there, you have to abandon it.
For
though you put Jerry upon yourself to renew yourself, why do we look at this word?
After
you prove God said
it, that you know it's there
though you're not seeing it even now.
Something you
think of yourself that will happen,
and you're
not sure God gave it seasons and
times,
you have to abandon it.
Let's
repeat this verse.
Engero esula ya 23 olinyolo 5.
Proverbs 23 verse 5.
One kalirizanga masogo echo echitaliwo.
Osubulo kwe kaliriza masogo echitaliwo.
Can you cast your glance and things which are not there?
Kali igululiyo jeririya tusubulo kutunula
kulaba. Heaven is then we can look and see.
We can
enter wisdom and we see heaven.
If you
discover the thought I'm thinking is not there,
what
can you do?
Remain looking
at it to see it happens.
There
are things in the world we have to
prove. Even though
they may seem
ahead,
if you prove they will be happening,
you
look with them with your eyes. If you discover what you pursue is not there, and it
will
not be impossible, abandon it and look for somewhere else. It's like you think you build a flat house in hell. You think that in vain, I'm telling you. No matter how long you look at it and see it, it's like you think that you're still on the throne of God. It's a wrong thought. It's like you think that you're going to marry within Jana or in heaven. You are thinking that in vain. You think you'll have your personal house in heaven. Thoughts are not there, you have to abandon them.
But
we try to bring in this word says this: God agreed this occasion will happen. Its day will come. It's the reason why you don't give it up. And we shall look until we've reached it.
We
discovered we invented our own things. I would have abandoned it. I don't speak on
things.
I spoke it in the strength of the flesh. And I discovered it's not the strength of the spirit.
And
you brethren,
that's what the Damaso
already shamed before God.
When
I spoke, it's not there. That's why it's fear just to speak. If you speak what's not there, you have to come in the congregation and tell them it's not there. Look at something before God, it's not there, and you say it's not there. When you know. Born again, if you were born again and you have a thought of having two women, you are on the wrong thought.
Or
to be with two husbands. The thoughts you think and they're wasting your time. And after you abandon salvation, your focus is wrong.
When
you discover anything
that
it's not there, abandon it.
If you look and you
think you're going to drive a car, if you have a thought you're going to buy a car when you're selling pancakes,
and
don't seek a way of upgrading your business, you
know,
you fly pancakes for 3,000, they buy for 1,000. That thought, abandon it.
But it's
going to build you no matter how long you think of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Family planning of marriage, you've gotten out this. At
yes,
least.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you look at something not there, abandon it. Give up on it. Driving a bicycle, riding a bicycle, and you're riding pancake for
500,
but it's hard to ride a bicycle to drive, buy a car. And you don't think of upgrading yourself. You know, you ride a bicycle and get tired, you break your back. If you see building and what you build, nothing comes out which is major. If you look at things not there, find the way you're going to make it through. Proverbs 23 verse 5.
Obugagga bwefunira ebiwawaatiro.
And they fly and go.
Ng'empungu ebuka mu bbanga. Tolyanga mmere yo yalina eriisa ebbi.
Tolya mmere yakola ki? Yalina eriisa ebbi.
Not eat food of this person with an evil eye.
Naye eriisa ebbi oyinjalira.
How can you say evil eye?
Mmanyi tubadde tugenda mu kigambo kyaka.
No, we've been going in the word of God.
Naye nga kusayidi nda wali eriisa erigaana naye mutume wadde otubuulira ebyo naye omukolo gwaffe.
But on the other side is the eye. We have been saying you are preaching this, but what about our occasion?
Even the food of the
spirit, there's the way you look at someone you eat with, but they have an evil
eye towards.
The apple say we eat it, but inside,
you
apostle speak
that.
That is right. Remember our occasion, you have always spoken of it, it's not happening. I don't know whether you're right on that issue.
Proverbs
23 verse 6.
Tolyanga mmere yo yalina erise b. Sote wegombanga nvaze nungi.
And they look too different.
You
and their delicacies to craving for them.
Proverbs
23 verse 7.
Kubanga nga walowoza mundayi wali bwatyo.
The truth is this.
Mundayi angenzi kyenyizo kugamba.
What I can tell you.
Zimanyo mukoro kuino kuba watenga munyuvu.
Me, I know the occasion must happen and it's going to be very nice. Ayokwe
zimanyo walowoza mundayi.
I don't know what you're thinking in your insides.
Wanga kunguru kunu tukulabo utura chitufu.
On top we see you see the drives. Maybe instead you're telling and passing some messages to us. The occasion is when, maybe,
but
not announced it. Why are you asking? They start to study it, but inside them.
They
are speak, you know, inside the heart they are seated. That to learn that.
If
a person speaks and knocks over one word, thinks so much of it. It's not spoken unintendedly.
When you
speak it three times. Another story, they bring it back. You immediately know. You search out why. But they block it with the mouth of the many other words.
You see,
tomorrow they repeat even the other. But apostle, the occasion.
You are talking
of the general of heaven. Now you're bringing words.
Even
tomorrow, you are
the
skin of the devil. The other occasion.
They
wanted us, brethren, to align our hearts, be strengthened and courageous.
But
I know the occasion will surely happen.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
that is what I speak.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
It
comes from the bottom of my heart.
Proverbs
23 verse 7.
Kubanga bwaloza mundayi bwali bwatyo. Lia nywa wa kugamba.
Bwana umanyoko gera ku murayi lia.
He is speaking inside.
Yenga munda gamba.
But inside they say.
Obani yakaragiride sawa zendira.
And the devil eats.
Pamba ziza lero na ye. Onaga banga ilia manyi fetulia na abantu.
You know we eat with people.
Na hiyo manyi waruwa gundi ya jano kuna kuhivu.
They saw and so he came here.
Ya sobera.
But it troubled
him.
He came in the wrong time.
Me, have
I come in the right time? We don't check you, but they speak out their hearts. So we'll come on visit us. And we love people so much. Even you take a lot of pains. But we are in the other place.
He came
in the shortest time.
He
told us he wanted loving people.
Now we
complain how the neighbor came in the wrong time. They are telling you eat and get satisfied.
But
inside they are speaking other things. I want our hearts inside to speak that. What find me, you find another. It speak what's inside you.
It's
threatening to hide you your real self. For we fail to have a way to help you even. You've hidden yourself. Here we see another person. We think they have been helped. Yet they are so sick.
Proverbs
23 verses
7. He
is on another thing. Eat, my friend. Which
will
I add you even? People
don't
get satisfied. Okay. I add you.
Now we are
eat. I eat already. You know they go
down. They
you found them cooking.
I ate
already.
Eat.
You've eaten little. Yet they are stricken with sorrow. When you leave the
surface,
let someone eat of their food.
Man
has come. Even taken away all my appetite. People
meet
them on the door, they speak, but inside they have other things. And we fellowship here. Most of you have never gotten out from your heart. You are inside your hearts, up out here, we see something else. Proverbs 23 verses
8.
Kakati byonna byobeera oyogedde.
Everything you've spoken.
Naye nga muli mu kaseera.
Yet in that moment.
Abeera yabikooyera dda.
They have already gotten tired of it. Aba
kalekera dino okwogera.
And they say, when are they stopping to speak even?
Kwogera tekamara.
They don't finish.
Kakati gw'omanyi onyumiza muntu.
Now you think you're speaking with someone.
Wano
on the two they say, okay. Yes. Okay.
Munda bwe gamba.
Isa they say.
We
think we are with them.
No?
God remains to other things and your colleagues on another thing. Proverbs 23 verse
9. Kubanga ananyoma amagezi ag'ebigambo byo.
Waliwo ebiseera ebimu lw'otalina kwogera.
Times you never speak.
Kasootuka wantu sooka wetegereza environment
eriwo. You can read the time, read the environment around.
Omuntu gw'oyogera naye alimu ku magezi.
Person you read with, are they having wisdom?
Oyinza omala ebigambo eby'amagezi nga byabwere.
You may waste your wise words in vain.
N'oyogera n'omunyonnyola n'omalira ebiseera byabwe.
Explain and waste your time there.
Proverbs
23 verse 10.
Soto yingiranga mu nnimiro z'abatalina bakitaabwe. Kubanga omununuzi waabwe wa maanyi. Anaawozanga ensonga yaabwe naawe.
Teri kukyusakyusa bintu.
No changing things.
Era tukakasa tugenda kyusa mikolo egyo gijja kubaayo.
Change the occasion will happen.
Mukiseera Mukama kyanaagera.
The moment God will measure.
Asubira omutima gwo guli wamu.
We expect your heart is one.
Totukweka. Obadde owulira kimuli.
Don't hide us. What have you been hearing within you?
Kubiye mikolo egyo.
Concerning this occasion. You
have
not been understanding this.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
you said, God will do you good. The occasion will happen. Don't take your trust from us.
For
we still do what God wants.
We
request you never take.
We
request you take. Trust from us if you see if you see the right thing which comes from the word of God. We shall request you that day to accuse us. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go in the journey of heaven. I expect your heart is one. Anyone with a question? Are you here with a question?
Wanji. Amina. Bakugambye nti toyogera naye ebigambo by'amagezi
words of wisdom in that person.
Osobola osigayo ogenda naye olabikawo katonovaawo tomala bigambo byo bingi ate ng'olyawo
oyogeraoziko
ng'olaba afunye dimandi yaabyo
osobolayo
ensigo emu n'olaba oba
enaamyeyekigambo
ekyamagezioraba oyogera bingi tabifaako mulekere ekimu kale alowoozeeko ku ekyo kubanga ate bwomuweera ebyamagezi ebingi nabyo
tebimugasaatiisi
oteekayo ekimu n'omulekera kirowoozeeko kubanga omugezigezi ekimu ekyo kimumala okukola
ki
okutegeerera kale tumwewala kubanga bayinza okubawo chansi yofuna amagezi
be a chance of getting wisdom.
Era Katonda asobola okufuula ebisirusiru ebiyinza okubeera
ebigezinaye
bibeera n'ebiseera eby'okufuulibwa
wangi
amen. Pulogulaamu ojja kulaba musumbaani abiri mu ebi.
You see Pastor Alan.
Sumbala nene musumbaani.
And Pastor David.
N'ogenda n'obanyonnyola ensonga.
You explain them that.
Bajja kubuulira ebyetaagisa.
They will tell you what is required.
Then bajja kuba bakukakasa obanga onaabaamu oba nedda.
And they'll prove you whether you appear or not.
Wangi. Okwebera nti tekiribaawo.
You check it will happen.
Ndi omusana guli mu kigambo.
Light is in the word.
Ebigambo by'olowoozaako.
The word you think of.
Olina okubinoonyerezaako olaba oba nga biri mu byawandiika.
Search them, see whether they're in the scripture.
Era bikakasibwa bitya.
And they are proven how.
Naddala ng'okimanyi kiri kigambo olina kigoberera
pakakikoma
nga tokinyumizaako bunyumya ng'emboozi egenda
okukomao
ebintu ebigenda okubaawo babirondoola biribaawo
bitya
kivula bayibuli eddiŋŋana ebintu ebimu
byebeeranga
oyinza osiŋŋana ng'ayogera mu mikka
esula
ey'okuna
liba
lijja ku lusozi lwa mukama
okuyigiriza
n'ojja mu isaaya ensula yakubi n'okisiŋŋana n'osiŋŋana mu isaaya
8:17
nze mukama bayigiriza
okugasaoganga
olaba kigenda kigenda kyerondoola eri olaba omusana gwakyo gyeguli n'obubonero obulaga nti walibaawo
okutegeera
ayogera nti ebigambo by'omu kitabo biriggibwako siiru era abakyama mu mwoyo baliyigirizibwa ng'olaba birina obubonero obugobererwa ani alibabikulira nti omwoyo mutukuvu bw'alijja kugamba ng'okiraba kino kirina emitendera
emituufu
naye olowooza n'ekintu nga nebwe okitandikira nawo tolina
ate
gwe n'osigala ng'okirowooza kati omutwe
gw'omenyagwa
kati omuntu alowooza okimba kalina
emagomboyo
naye aba ayina ekizibu kankubuulire.